Fan, we just catch up with the Adelaide Crows senior coach. He probably hasn't had much sleep since yesterday's terrible performance. He joins us on the Rush Hour. Nixie, thanks for your time.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Matty, what's the problem? Have you sat down and worked out what the problem's been the last couple of weeks? Not only the playing group, but the whole football department.
Yeah, Jars, look, I mean, there's an issue, and at this point we're not performing on a game day anywhere near the standard post-game press. I talked through some of that. The important part of reviewing a game is basically sitting down and having an honest conversation. And we went through that last night, and without going into too much detail, something at this point in time has our players frozen, and we're not getting the contest done to the level we need to. Now, we had a good discussion around it. There's some positive stuff to finish the game off, where we had some young guys in around the footy, and we saw a real lift in intensity to the level that we accept. And as a group, we've discussed ways moving forward. How can we get ourselves back to that level? So, look, it was a good conversation. It was a great discussion as a group. But there's no hiding from the fact that if you're 5-10% off, and we're probably more than that at this point, Jars. If you're that far off against an AFL side, you're going to be embarrassed, and that's where we're at the moment.
Well, I think the most disappointing thing for me was everyone was expecting a big response after the showdown performance, and I mean, in the first quarter, Adelaide were absolutely smashed in contested ball clearance inside 50. So it was really poor, the response.
Spot on, Byrne. And so that's where that's why we opened up the channels, and we just said, look, let's talk this, because this is deep seated. This is something that we came in with the same intention. I think we were all confident there was going to be a response. Unfortunately, something's frozen our players, and we're not going to hide from the fact that there's a fair bit there from our older group that we know have performed in the past that have put football on the ground where you come off and you're proud to say, geez, that was a good effort. And unfortunately, at this point, those guys aren't performing at that level. We had a talk about it as a coaching group. We opened and were vulnerable about what we believe. We're going through a transition at this point with our list, and there's no hiding from that. Yeah. We're playing a lot of younger guys in the side. We're really pleased with the way they're developing. They're learning, and they are making some mistakes here and there. That's part of the journey. That's part of learning. That's not our issue at this point. Now, our issue is there's an expectation that you play at a level. We're not getting it done.
And you said after the game there were some tough conversations to be had. Were they had? And is the playing group hard enough on each other?
Yeah, look, there's no question in that. From the start when I first came on board, the group opened up. We were able to go deep into where we thought the group were, where we were at. We had senior players last night happy to open and talk about the way they're struggling. Some of it they can't answer at this point, Byrne. Some of it, if they were able to answer it, we'd just get it done straight away. I've got no doubt we'll get to the bottom of it. It's not something we're going to turn around in a week. Thought we'd come out and we'd get that stoppage area right, we'd get that contest area right. Unfortunately, we didn't. We're going to have a look at some changes as far as some personnel goes, see if we can bolster up a little bit more contest ahead of the ball and whether that helps us. At the moment, we're back foot for a majority of the game. I think you guys mentioned a number of stats. We were 0-11 from clearance. We were minus 20-odd. And this is in the first 15 or 20 minutes of the game in contested possession. So you're sitting in your back 50 and the game becomes a lot harder. And unfortunately, the mind can take over and take you to bad places in times like that. And even worse, your opposition are up and going. And they're running all over us. So we've got work to do and we're not hiding from it.
Nixie, do you think the senior players are buying in Matty Nix's coaching program?
Yeah, Josh, I feel they are. And that's one thing you question yourself as a coach. And that's the one thing you don't want. You don't want your players to be doubting you. That came out last night. As I said, Jars, this is not all a player issue. We're all in it. So I was happy to be vulnerable and open up and say, is there an issue with our game plan? There's not an issue with game plan.
Yep.
Our players understand what it is we're trying to get to. There is, as I said before, there's a transition from what some of our guys have done in the past. It's minor. It's not something that should have us in that position we're at the moment. But we are. So, we need to get to the bottom of it. And, part of it too, Jars, is I've said a number of times, there's a level you've got to be ready to play at this level. You can't go out especially against a young, hungry side like we played on Sunday, and give the the intensity that we put out there. You're not going to go get anywhere playing at that intensity.
Coming off a game like that, all you want to do is get out and train contested ball, train clearance and stoppage. Yeah. It's going to be hard with the new training rules now preventing that.
Yeah, Burn, we that's been the last 4 months, guys, or at least a couple of months. It's been a constantly changing environment on what we can and can't do, but every club has the same protocol, so there's no advantage to any side. So we've all got to go through it, but from our point of view, there's a little bit of old school in us that we want to get out and we want to smash each other. And we want to find a way, and whether that's just training a habit of, embracing contest, we want to do it. There's new protocols in. I believe at this point we can still do that just in smaller groups, and we will do that. There's no doubt. We're not going to hide from that.
Today's players, what are they playing for when they get the jumper on? What do you think they're playing for? Because in our generation, and we don't like going back, but all we cared about was playing for our jumper, playing for our football club. What do you think today's players are playing for? Is it contract first, then club, then jumper, then premierships? I don't know. Do you think about that sometimes as a coach and as an individual?
We actually discuss it, Jazz. We go reasonably deep into what is our mindset, are our goals, okay. what are we thinking about in games? It's what are we prioritising games? Are we looking at stats, or are we playing for teammates now? There's one thing to talk it. We're going through a lot of that at this point. And the best teams in the comp play for each other. The best teams over history, they play for the guy standing next to them. Like they're proud. They won't let their teammate down. We got a lot of players who play that way, and we got some fantastic players who play that way. We've got to be consistent in that, and it's got to be. Too often the public talk about stats and talk about, this player he's only had two possessions and so he can't be performing. That's a load of garbage. Mm. There's max stats and there's stats. Max stats are what are you doing for your team and how are you impacting a game? So our guys know that. Again, this is a transition we're working through, and sometimes it takes a little time to change some of those mindsets.
I thought your key forwards, it wasn't down there a lot, but they didn't really bring the ball to ground. There was a lot of intercept marks against.
Yeah, there were 18, Bern. There were
18. Wow.
I'm not sure what the record is, but that's not a good result for us. And it's a focus. It's something we're focused on now. Sometimes you can, don't trip on the step, and of course you're going to trip on it. We went in with a, we know we're playing smaller at the moment. We're playing. We haven't put our probably two guys that everyone is screaming for in Frampton and or Himmelberg. We haven't played those guys for a couple of reasons. There's a longer view, there's a bigger picture view we're looking at, and you want to develop these guys to be the best footballers they can. And we're talking about Himmelberg, a 21-year-old. He's been fantastic for the last couple of weeks. Put his head down, gone to work. He's going to be a better footballer because of it. And it's been hard as a coaching group to not play him, but we feel it's for the long term for the club, but more importantly for him. And that will help the club, that he'll be a better footballer because of it. Now, he may get a look this week. We're not hiding from the fact that we were outmarked. We didn't have that aerial dominance. Tex and Fogg were our two guys down there, and we couldn't get it done. So we have to look at that, but we want the timing to be right.
Speaking of the forward line, that's an area that's broken down. Benny Hart, is he back this week or next week?
Again, a really tough one, guys, because he's back tomorrow. When we say back, he flies into Queensland tomorrow. We're just waiting on possibly some new protocols. Obviously, the environment changes every day with some of the Essendon issues. There may be some sort of quarantine that's now in place. So he's doing it tough, Benny, but look, when he does get back, the boys will get around him, and we really look forward to him.
So how are you coping with it, mate? You're a new coach in this tough environment. Who mentors Matty Nix, and how do you get away to switch off and clear your head, mate?
No, I've got a lot of people, Jars, that have been very good to me across the journey and worked with a lot of really good operators. So I've got plenty of good advice. The best thing at the moment is we're all together. We're about to go for dinner as a group. We'll get together again and we'll knock the game over tonight. We'll look at some vision as a as a playing group, and then we'll move straight on to Brizzy. So we've look, I've got a lot of good people there, Jars, and a lot of good players. Yeah. So we'll get through this. We're going through a tough time, but we will come out the other end for our supporters and our members and people that are doing it hard at the moment. And, you know, trust us, we'll work through it.
Do you send a clear message to Brisbane? Do you send someone to, say, a Lachie Neale, and you get aggressive, you get physical at the start, and send a real message to the competition that, hang on, we're not just going to lie over and let people run all over us?
We'll definitely have a look at that, and we finished off the game on the weekend where, you know, we went to something like that with Keys, and we really liked the way he went about it. So we've also done some experimenting with Chase Jones, more from a learning point of view with him. You know, he's had a few roles that we've looked at. He went to Boak for a short period of time and did really well. So Lachie Neale's an outstanding footballer and accumulates the ball. So, yeah, he's definitely one on the target list.
Next year, before I let you go, Matty Rowell, he can go all right, isn't he? That little talent, the little ranger. Geez, he upset us a bit yesterday, the little red nut.
That's why he went pick one in the draft. Yeah. For a young kid, there was one stage there, and talking to Keezy after the game, where he carried him 5 metres on his back and then managed to kick the ball coming in as a first-year player. So they're coming in ready to play, aren't they?
Mate, thanks for your time and really appreciate it. And, enjoy your evening with the boys and no doubt tomorrow. It's a new day and get ready for Brisbane Lions.
Thank you, guys.
Tex Walker to join us in just a moment, Roo. They're actually just getting on a bus to head to training, so they're up and at them early up there on the Gold Coast. Gee, Matty Nix was scathing, wasn't he, really, in his assessment lane? So he should be.
I think Tex would be as well. I think all people that are honest assessors of how they're playing would all be saying the same thing, surely.
Yeah. Do you want to hear this grab from Matty Nix before we get to Tex? This is him talking about the lack of pressure going forward.
This is deep-seated. Unfortunately, something's frozen our players, and we're not going to hide from the fact that, you know, there's a fair bit there from our older group that we know have performed in the past that have put football on the ground where you come off and you're proud to say, geez, that was a good effort. And unfortunately, at this point, those guys aren't performing at that level. We had a talk about it as a coaching group. We open and we're vulnerable about what we believe. We're going through a transition at this point with our list, and there's no hiding from that. Yeah.
All right, let's get him on. Tex Walker, good morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Tex. I'm not going to make light of anything this morning. It's obviously a pretty tough time at the moment. What has been said? What's been the assessment?
It's quite disappointing, Dits, at the moment for what we're dishing up, because we clearly understand what it takes to win. We are going through a bit of a different phase as a footy club. But currently what we're dishing up is just nowhere near AFL standard, and it's hurting. It's killing us to see what we're dishing up. And I'm big that I never, ever question people's effort. I think it's purely based around our intent to do things. I think they're totally different things. And clearly at the moment, mate, we're nowhere near the level of what we expect as a footy club.
So what have you said, what have you worked out the last couple of days that you can share with the listeners, Tex? What's different about what you've discovered this week to last week?
Oh, I think it's very similar. It's not like what we spoke about last week has just drastically changed. Clearly, our ability to win our contested ball is a huge area for us. That just allows you to play the game in your half. It allows you to move the ball. Our defence at the moment, as a whole group, isn't at the standard. The last 2 weeks, both Port and Gold Coast have moved the ball quite freely. But it just comes back to our intent in the contest. I'm not exactly sure what the numbers were purely on contested ball for the game on the weekend.
It was minus 18 in the first quarter, and clearances were 13-2.
So there you go. That gives you a snapshot of our intent to win the footy. And then also ahead of the ball, we've got some work to do in not allowing opposition to mark it. So they're two stats that we've spoken about, and I play a role in both of those.
Tex, thanks for your honesty. And I know it's not easy to talk about this at the time, but I just want to read these names out to you. Go on the back of what you've just said, you're talking about effort and approach to it and all of those sorts of things, but this is a list that we've put together here. So there's yourself, Tex. There's Rory Sloane, Matt Crouch, Brad Crouch, Seedsman, Rory Atkins, Laird, Brodie Smith, Luke Brown, Tom Lynch, Jake Kelly, Talia Duday. Now, that is a very, very good list of players. And then around you, obviously you throw in the young players, the new players that have come into the side. When you read out all of those names, Tex, it's still baffling that we are talking here about effort and lack of contest and those sorts of things.
I'm not talking about effort, Ditch. Because I don't think...
But it has to be. If you're saying that certain things aren't happening, then players clearly aren't running hard enough or doing the things that you do on an AFL field to make things happen.
Well, I don't agree with that. I don't think blokes don't run hard enough because they don't want to. It's an ability to pick it up in the game and have real intent to do it. No one goes out there not to try.
Are they confused?
I don't think effort and intent are the same thing. No, I feel they're a little bit different. That's my view, and it's not right or wrong. You don't have to agree with me. But when you read those names out, you potentially can think, bloody hell, the Crows probably should be a little bit higher, a little bit more competitive. Yep, don't disagree, mate. You're well within your right to say that.
Now, I'm not, Tex, believe me, I'm not questioning you at all. I'm throwing it out there because you know far more than any of us. You're there and you're living it and you're playing it. But it was just a query from where I sit. Now, are you confident? I mean, this is a broad question. Are you confident in turning it around? What do you think? You're about to get on a bus and go training. Is it an upbeat mood? Are people saying, come on, we will and can definitely turn it around this week? Or is this going to take quite a while?
Oh, it's $1 million question, Ditch. It's not like we're going to train and thinking, oh, this is going to last forever. It's not. It's never. The saying that it's never as bad as it seems, it's never as good as it seems, is perfect for us right now. It's not as bad as it seems. We're not playing anywhere near the footy. And it's not. We've played bits and pieces of the way we want to play, but we just cannot sustain it for four quarters. And why? I don't know. We're trying to work that out as we go. But for us as a footy club, we need to just get back to training and just put our head down, bum up, and let our actions do the talking.
Yep.
Go and train like it's your last training session, Tex, and train your way out of it. That would be my advice. Train like you're preparing for a grand final and play accordingly.